and then it can knock you on your rear end, so to speak. And when I was dealing with this, when I went in and actually started my official investigation, it was extremely traumatic. It was extremely, there were so many re-triggering events. And even when you think that you have all of your stuff together and that you're prepared, it wears on you. It wears on you all the time. It's exhausting. But we're doing this for a reason, and that reason is a lot of the driving force that gives us the reason to continue.
And Mary, how about you?
Well, it's been, you know, obviously very difficult. There are good days and bad days, but mostly at this point, I'm just trying to. I'm in the process of being separated and from the Air Force, and it's just, you know, you feel like you're stuck right now because I don't, you know, I'm out, but I'm not in the military, and there's no seems to be going forward. So that's kind of where I'm at this point.
Susan, what is the lawsuit asking?
The lawsuit is asking that these survivors have their day in court before a jury of Americans, and that those Americans are asked to rule on whether or not Secretary Gates and former Secretary Rumsfeld violated their constitutional rights.
And what would be the outcome?
If there's a finding that the rights were violated, they would receive money damages to compensate for those violations.
And what kind of money are you asking for?
Diane, at this point, we're actually not even thinking about this. There are some significant legal hurdles that we need to overcome, and we need to make sure that we find a right of redress for these survivors. So the trial, if it happens, will obviously begin to develop individual assessments of the amount that each of the different survivors has suffered, but it's a bit premature for that.
Is there a statute of limitations?
Well, we are arguing in the lawsuit that these are continuing violations, that they have not stopped.
All right, and let's go to Hans in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly can.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying to put on the table is women and the Army, they need to understand men do have substantially more testosterone than women. And the makeup of men is to have sex much more than women. Women need to be enticed and charmed, and you know, most of the time. But I don't think it's... If you want to reduce those issues, you maybe would have to reduce the testosterone level on men joining the Army.
Susan Burke.
That's ridiculous. Most men are not rapists. The statistics show that 95% of rapes are committed by repeat perpetrators. So I find the caller's remarks terribly offensive and untrue.
Anu Bhagwati.
Those comments are offensive to men, quite frankly. What we're dealing with right now is a handful, not a majority, but a handful of sexual predators who are men who continue to offend again and again. They are serial offenders. They target their victims, both men and women, and continue to offend until they're discharged, and they prey upon people in the civilian community. Not all men are sexual predators. It's extremely offensive to suggest that.
Susan Burke, since you brought this case, have other people come forward?
Yes. Even before the filing, we were having a flood of contacts because the word had gone out in the advocacy community that we were preparing the lawsuit. Since the filing, our offices have received a truly overwhelming amount of phone calls and emails. And I would just encourage those of you who have contacted me to please be patient. We're trying to work through and get back to all of you. But this is not an isolated instance with just the survivors who have been named already.
Have you... before this morning, heard from Kay Whitley or anyone else at the Pentagon?
No one from the Pentagon has contacted us directly yet, no.
So Kay Whitley was the first time you have heard from anyone?
That's correct. We know from the media coverage, we know that there have been comments made by them, but this was the first communication.
What kind of comment would you hope to have?
Well, what I would hope is just to stand up and say, we've done this wrong and we're going to begin to do it right. I think most obviously, when you